Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
You're with me this morning. I'm Francis Rivera. Election Day is here, and there are key races happening across the country. New York City will choose a new mayor.
Let's start with the race there in New York City. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo is running as an independent after losing the Democratic primary. He's taking on Zoran Mamdani, who surged ahead to become the Democratic nominee. Cuomo received a last-minute endorsement from President Trump, who also threatened to cut funding if Mamdani wins.
Yeah, he did say that because in the 60 Minutes interview that he did on Sunday, well, I think it was actually not on Sunday, but, you know, the 60 Minutes interview, he basically said, look, I can't give money to a communist.
Zoran Mamdani, 34-year-old Democratic socialist. He's the
communist, not socialist, communist. He's far worse than a socialist.
Some people have compared him to a left-wing version of you, charismatic, breaking the old rules. What do you think about that?
Well, I think I'm a much better-looking person than him, right?
But what if Mamdani becomes mayor?
It's going to be hard for me as the president to give a lot of money to New York, because if you have a communist running New York, all you're doing is wasting the money you're sending there. So I don't know that he's won, and I'm not a fan of Cuomo one way or the other, but if it's going to be between a bad Democrat and a communist, I'm going to pick the bad Democrat all the time, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I love the SNL joke. They gave the best line of the night to the guy who was playing Andrew Cuomo because here, this is.
All right, candidates, you're all running to be mayor of New York City. So my question is, why would you want the worst job in the world? As we all know, as soon as you are elected mayor, everyone in the city immediately hates you. And in that way, I am already one step ahead of the game.
That's a great line. Oh, I love it. I love it. Well, since I'm on the SNL, here's the follow-up to that was the Zoran Mamdani one, who had made the joke about how nobody can say his name right, and that seems to be true.
Mr. Mamdani, same question.
I want to be mayor so I can deliver a better New York. Free healthcare, affordable housing, free Wi-Fi. As mayor, can I make that happen? I'm not sure yet. But together, we're gonna find out that the answer is no.
So you got this. I'll be honest. I had not been paying any attention to this other than the gossipy chatter about we have a socialist running. So I literally cracked open the webpage for Zoran Mamdani yesterday because I was curious. What's his actual platform? What can I learn about him? And I'll tell you what I learned. He is definitely a socialist, and he is promising, rainbows and unicorns for everybody. Here's a list of the things that are on his promise list. On his platform from his page, this is not any third-party reporting or any, this is no expose. This is literally what his platform is. And he is the Democratic nominee to be mayor of the city of New York. Freeze all the rents. Some of them were already frozen, but this is as many as possible to freeze them all. He wants to build 200,000 homes in 10 years and fast-track affordable housing projects. He wants to protect renters from bad landlords. He really hates landlords, as far as I can tell. The ones who don't do the repairs, who let there be rats, who don't keep up the heating and the air conditioning. He wants to raise property taxes on wealthy homeowners because of what he says is an unjust tax situation where they don't pay enough of their fair share, and the lower-income homeowner pays too much. He wants to create the Department of Community Safety, which is a non-cop approach to preventing crime. Like, it's a whole new, as far as I can tell, it's a whole new group of not even law enforcement professionals, but mental health counselors and resource and, to just try to go out there and get crime before it happens. And help fix the community, which is, it's an interesting idea. Again, it's going to be very expensive. I don't know how effective it'll be. He wants government food stores. This is probably his most famous. Like, this is the one that people probably know about him. I'm just going to read you the description. As Mayor, Zoran will create a network of city-owned grocery stores focused on keeping prices low, not making a profit, without having to pay rent or property taxes. They will reduce overhead and pass on savings to shoppers. They will buy and sell at wholesale prices, centralize warehousing and distribution, and partner with local neighborhoods on products and sourcing. with New York already spending millions of dollars to subsidize private grocery store operators, which are not even required to take SNAP or WIC, we should redirect public money to a real public option. Now, I will tell you, as an idea, if you're going to replace SNAP or food stamps or WIC even, which are different programs, but if you're going to replace that with some kind of a public delivery platform, now the question is, can anybody go? I mean, you're going to offer at-cost groceries. I'm going. I mean, duh. So, you know, should the government be in that business and competing with private enterprise? You know, what would government grocery look like even? You know, would it be like other government delivery mechanisms, which are usually, let's just say, what's the word I want? Not the best. Not the fastest. Not the highest quality. You know, government will do it eventually. You don't think healthcare in Britain. Anyway, that's one of his proposals, is the government grocery stores. All buses would be free. He wants to end predatory contracts, hidden fees, non-compete clauses. Where does that one stand at? I thought that was done away with at the federal level. I have to go look, the non-compete clauses. Maybe that was under Biden? No, I don't remember. I don't know where it stands, actually, at the moment. Interesting question. He wants to allow free childcare for every New Yorker age 6 weeks to 5 years and pay childcare workers the same as you pay teachers. So people who get professional training, certification, get a degree, and then you have people who work in health childcare, and they're going to all get the same pay. It's going to be super cheap. He wants to raise corporate taxes to match New Jersey's 11%. He says it'll bring in $5 billion. He wants to tax the wealthiest 1%. You always want to target the rich people before they flee town. Anybody earning $1 million or above, a flat 2% tax. He wants to implement, actually, I'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. They have joined Russell Landscape Group, combining trusted local service with regional strength to deliver exceptional landscape construction and maintenance across the Gulf Coast. Call 770-446-3552. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing smoothly. If you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and 9 Mile going north or southbound, just a minor delay there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you're 64, turning 65, and you need to get changed over onto Medicare, Ricky Stewart can take care of you for that. She does this for folks all the time. Her whole family does insurance. This is just the kind of the one part of it that she does, is to help people with Medicare conversion. So that's if you're retiring or for whatever reason you have questions about Medicare or, you know, Medicaid, okay, or prescription drug benefits or supplement or Advantage or any of that stuff. And by the way, one of the things about working with her is it's not just at open enrollment time. It's throughout the year. If you have questions, she's there to answer them for you. She's talked to so many of our listeners, helped them with this. If I were 64, I would be calling her for sure to help her, to let her help me take care of this. She's fantastic. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up at insuredbyricky, RICKI.com, or give her a call, 341-2185. Coming back to the election today in New York for the mayors, Arun Mamdani, who is a socialist, self-described. Trump calls him a communist. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. You know, a lot of people start off as a socialist, and then later on when they, you know, get in power and they rule with an iron fist and kill their enemies, you call them communists. You know, it's kind of, I mean, I'm not saying he would be that. That's you often the distinction. Anyway, so back to his platform. Again, free childcare, government grocery stores, buses are free, and a couple of other things that I mentioned. Freezing rents. You know, why would rich people who own property want to leave when you're going to tax them more and freeze the rents? So weird. Why would they want to go to, like, Florida and buy a property? Anyway, procurement reform, ending no-bid contracts, cutting down on corruption and trying to get landlords to pay their fines, protecting LGBTQIA+. I'm not making that up. That's his preferred acronym string configuration. By expanding and protecting gender-affirming care citywide. That's expensive. Make it a sanctuary city, creating the Office of LGBTQIA+ Affairs. A new law bringing the New York City wage floor, minimum wage, up to, want to take a guess at this, John?
$31.
30.
Oh, it's close.
You were close. By 2030. So 30 by 30. They want to have, so over the next 5 years, wants to raise the minimum wage in, you know, why would that be problematic? So, you know, I'm sure the free grocery stores are going to go well with that. who's going to get to work in? Anyway, he'll make faster, easier, and cheaper to start and run a business. And then he says he wants to Trump-proof New York City, because he thinks that, you know, fighting Trump and tariffs and attempts to gouge the working class and all these other things. So, yeah, I mean, he's definitely a socialist. That's fine. I mean, You elect the people you elect, and then you get the consequences you get. And I had not looked much at his platform at all, at his platform, and so I was curious what makes him unique. And he's promising a lot of things, and then he smiles, and, you know, people are responding. If their choices are Curtis Sliwa, who's, you know, a good guy but a little bit weird, and, you know, Andrew Cuomo, who's, well, there. you know, I expect Mom, I like everybody else, I expect Mom Donnie to win. I think the funniest part about the SNL that they did, aside from the joke about who would want this job, is Eric Adams comes out, the, you know, current mayor who's scandaled and leaving and whatever, and comes out and is like, "Hey, Andrew Cuomo, good job. You can go." And he's like, no, you forgot your line. He's like, "Oh, I endorse Zoran Mondani." So, okay. Anyway, it's going to be an interesting night tonight in the elections. I'm Andrew McKay.
The History of the Blues is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Well, the Blue Angels had used several transport planes throughout their history to support their out-of-town air shows. And in 1970, it was determined that a Lockheed C-130 Hercules was to be the newest plane for the job. But the Navy didn't have any in their inventory that were not already obligated to other missions. So they turned to the Marine Corps, which provided not only the plane, but a full crew as well. This giant 75,000-pound turboprop plane was 98 feet long, 14 feet wide, had a wingspan of 132 feet, and at its tail was as tall as a four-story building. This was one fat bird. So the logical nickname was quickly chosen, Fat Albert. Flying everywhere the jets fly, Fat Albert was and remains an integral part of the support effort for the Blue Angels. She carries the maintenance crew, all the necessary equipment for an air show, plus spare parts and supplies to repair and maintain the demonstration aircraft. If a part was needed but not on board, then Fat Albert could be dispatched to pick them up, as happened the day after a show in Cleveland. The Blue Angels had completed their breathtaking performance the previous day and were heading back home to Pensacola. But on takeoff, one of the jets swallowed a seagull through its intake. The engine had to be replaced, but there wasn't one on board the C-130. So Fat Albert flew to Pensacola, picked up a jet engine, and flew back to Cleveland, all in a matter of hours. The maintenance crew switched out the power plant, and the Blues headed home to Pensacola. Without Fat Albert and her all-Marine crew, the modern Blue Angels air shows would not be possible. And while Fat Albert is usually in the background, she occasionally took straight her capabilities. At several show sites each season, Fat Albert demonstrated a jet-assisted takeoff for the crowd. Eight solid-fuel rockets attached to the sides of the aircraft helped the C-130 take off at a 45-degree angle in less than 1,500 feet of runway, about half what would otherwise be required. Fat Albert's final JADO ever was performed during the homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola on November 14, 2009. With its high wing, low stance, and easy-access cargo compartment, Fat Albert makes an ideal transport and home-away-from-home workshop for the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Need to move across town, across the country, or even across the globe? Trust Lambert Moving Systems. Veteran-owned, military-approved, and now celebrating over 100 years of moving excellence. As a quality award winner, BVB-accredited, and agent for North American Van Lines, they handle local, long-distance, industrial, and international moves with packing, storage, and warehousing available. Serving Pensacola to Mobile and all the surrounding areas and supporting the Gary Sins Foundation. Choose a team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com today.
Without a doubt, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973. Accidents plagued the team all season, and some were calling for the abolition of the team. We'll cover the details next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Open enrollment for health insurance starts November 1st, and this year, enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840 and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BBA Florida Blue.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive.
How about a hobby that was fun and could make you money?
Find out how Thursday at 9:30 on Pep Talk. You'll hear about how precious metals are a great hobby and investment. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold and silver. That's Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app, to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Good morning, 6:25 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. By the way, good work, John, looking up between the innings here. I don't know. I still have baseball in my mind a little bit. looking up that the FTC's ruling on non-compete clauses was put on hold by a federal judge. So we are still back where we were before that. I couldn't remember where we were on the non-compete clause. That was something that Zoran Mamdani has in his platform that he wants to get rid of those, and which I totally agree with. It's really stupid. I wasn't sure where we are, and so it's back to being state by state until.
It's an appeals process.
Yeah, very good. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110, Highway 90, 98 are all rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former Vice President Dick Cheney is dead at 84 years old. He served as the nation's 46th vice president under George W. Bush from 2001 to 2009, where he played a role in the orchestration of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq after 9/11.
George W. Bush asked him to lead the search for a running mate in 2000, and Cheney ended up taking the job himself. He quickly became the most visible take-charge vice president in memory, briefing the press, briefing Congress, briefing the president.
And that's NBC's Andrea Mitchell. Cheney's family announced his passing today, saying it was due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. The Supreme Court hears arguments over President Trump's tariffs tomorrow. The high court scheduled oral arguments for November 5th after it agreed to fast track the case. And
that's going to be a very interesting discussion. It's going to be super boring to most people, but it's going to have very interesting ramifications. The question is, does the president have the authority to do this on his own under an emergency, under a law that was passed several years ago? You know, novel interpretations of longstanding laws are, you know, maybe not so favorable to the Supreme Court. So it's going to be a very interesting conversation. But if you're not into the details of this, it's probably going to be super boring, is my guess.
Yeah, most people want to catch the cliff notes.
Very important, yeah. Probably boring. Yeah, go on.
And we're past Halloween now, so the Postal Service is launching its Operation Santa campaign. Their annual initiative connects kids and families in need with people who are willing to help fulfill their wishes for the holidays. Letters from folks who have a request for Santa can be mailed through December 6th. Or submitted through the Operation Santa webpage.
Hey, you feel like telling your story?
Sure.
Because you were in Iraq when Cheney.
I was. Yeah, it was. What year was that? 2007, I guess. And when I was over there, we were doing route clearance operations out of Camp Anaconda. I can't think of the real name of the airbase. It's one of the few that still has U.S. troops on it now. But Cheney was. Vice President Cheney was going to come and speak, and we had been out on mission. Oh, boy. We spent 12 hours out on route.
Clearing, because you were in EOD.
Essentially, yeah.
Right.
Very similar job to what EOD did. And we were out 12 hours clearing routes through the night for convoys in the morning. We got back, and everybody was just dog tired, ready to rack up and get some sleep. And Dick Cheney had come to speak, so it was a mandatory attendance. Like, everybody had to go and had to see Dick Cheney speak.
Got to go to the pep rally.
If you've never been to a political speech, they do not run on a schedule or on a timely schedule.
So 12 hours in the field, exhausted, come back, got to go to this thing. Then you got to stand around and wait.
Right, yeah, because you got to hurry up and wait. That's the whole thing in the military, you know. So you got to get there early. Early is on time. On time is late. So you got to get there early. No time for chow. Got to go there, stand and wait. And it was a whole thing. And on top of that, this was right after the whole hunting accident thing, and they were very sensitive about weapons. So we had to go and turn all of our weapons in before we could go to this thing because there were no weapons. Yeah, it was a.
You're in the middle of a war zone, and they had you get disarmed.
Yes. We had to go to our company operations center, you know, and turn all of our weapons into the armor.
Coat check for your M16, all right, or M4, exactly. I guess. Anyway, all right.
And so, and then, of course, after it's done, you still can't go get some sleep because then you got to go get your weapon back to be ready for mission.
Good
the next
Lord.
Day.
Was this, okay, so in 07, in February, was the attack on his life, the suicide bombing in Bagram in Afghanistan. Was it? And do you remember when it was related? Was it after that, probably?
I believe it was.
I don't know if it's the same trip. I just don't even know. You know when he went to Iraq, but
I believe it was after that. I want to say it was
after the hunting accident. I'd have to look up the timeline on that. So,
but probably not long after that, though.
So crazy. You know, yeah. I mean, the disarming of you guys is so wild. Honestly, you know that's
that was bizarre.
Okay. Well, David, I've said it before. I'll say it again. And I think not everybody knows, as a listener, that you know you served and you were in Iraq and you did bomb, detection. And, did all that stuff. So I always want to remind people that that is true of you. It's amazing. Anyway, what a fascinating story. Your connection to Dick Cheney. So thanks for sharing.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Gianna Gelosi. Former Vice President Dick Cheney died last night from complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. Cheney served as White House Chief of Staff, Wyoming's Congressman, Secretary of Defense, and Vice President of the United States under George W. Bush.
American politics has always been a tough business. Even in 1787, here in Philadelphia, when George Washington himself wondered if delegates could ever agree on a constitution.
Dick Cheney was 84 years old. Meanwhile, it's the first election day since President Trump returned to the White House and in New Jersey's governor's race.
Democrats are running Congresswoman Mikey Sherrill as their nominee against Republican former Assemblyman Jack Cittarelli. While the Republicans insist Trump is not on voters' minds, Democrats believe Washington's moves very much impact the Garden State.
And that is Fox's Mark Meredith. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a very nice morning right now. We've got 44 degrees with sunshine here in Pensacola. We'll get to our forecast with Brooke Richardson, and that'll be in just a few minutes. Bay Minette's police chief, Al Tolbert, has resigned from his job. NBC 15 reports that Tolbert was informed by the new Bay Minette mayor, Joshua Brown, that he would not be reappointed in that position. Tolbert served as police chief since 2017, and Brown said a new chief would likely be appointed at his swearing-in ceremony. Well, dozens of Escambia County residents have expressed support for a proposed ordinance that would be aimed at preserving Navy Point Park as a public green space. That ordinance will be voted on by the Escambia Board of Commissioners. It would prohibit any future construction at the park, including docks and piers. It would also ensure the park remains under county stewardship. Commissioner Mike Kohler said he received over 30 emails advocating for protecting the park. The ordinance would stipulate that it can only be repealed by a unanimous vote of the Board of County Commissioners, and they'll be discussing this at their meeting this coming Thursday. That meeting will start with a public forum at 4:30 p.m. Well, tonight you can grab the family and take in an outdoor movie. This will be free and under the stars in Santa Rosa County.
The weather looks great tonight as Santa Rosa Parks and Rec is bringing the big screen outdoors with the launch of its new Movie in the Parks program. Residents can enjoy free, family-friendly Tuesday movie nights under the stars. Tonight, the first event features Monsters, Inc. at Benny Russell Park and Pace. Bring the blankets and lawn chairs for a fun-filled evening of entertainment. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Oh, thank you very much, Chris. The FDA says 6 people have now died. Dozens have been hospitalized due to a listeria outbreak linked to pre-cooked pasta meals. Now, this recall involves products from California-based Nate's Fine Foods. The cases of listeria were reported in 18 different states, including Florida. The meals were sold at Walmart and other nationwide grocery chains. Health officials are warning customers to check their freezers and cross-reference with the FDA website. to see if their products were included. Well, two insurance companies being fined for their conduct during hurricanes. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation announcing yesterday that Kin Interinsurance Network and Slide Insurance Company were fined $250,000 each. Those companies violated the state's insurance code following hurricanes Ian and Idalia. Insurance Commissioner Mike Jaworski says his office takes consumer protection very seriously. He says he's proud of their efforts in holding those insurers accountable. Now, four Florida hospitals getting millions of dollars to try and find a cure for childhood cancer. Governor Ron DeSantis saying yesterday that the state has awarded $30 million in grants to hospitals in St. Pete, Orlando, Miami, and Jacksonville. That money will be used to develop and improve access to clinical trials, advanced treatment protocols, and hopefully discover cures. DeSantis said he's hoping it will eliminate the need for families to travel out of state for potentially life-saving care. 635 at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 still looking good. Minor delays on Highway 90 as you approach Pensacola, and also Highway 29 southbound right around the Kingsfield Road area. And we're seeing some traffic on 98 westbound just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, eastbound just west of the Navarre Beach Bridge. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. John, now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at a beautiful day today. Plenty of sunshine, high near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 56. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high near 77. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. Going into Thursday, plenty of sunshine, high near 77 degrees. And by Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 64. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 47 degrees with sunshine in Pensacola. Our next news at 7 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. New to the menu at Denny's, going private. The restaurant chain has announced that it's being acquired by a group of investors in a deal that values the company at $620 million, including debt. In response, shares of Denny's have soared nearly 50% in pre-market trading. Meanwhile, the future of Pizza Hut restaurants is somewhat murky. Word this morning that parent company Yum Brands will explore strategic options for the struggling pizza chain. Yum has not set a timetable for the strategic review, options under which could include an outright divestiture or the sale of a stake in the chain. Hollywood is mourning the loss of Academy Award-nominated actress Diane Ladd. The actress, the mother of Laura Dern, was 89. Her films included Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, Wild at Heart, and Rambling Rose. Wall Street futures are firmly in the red at the moment. On Monday, the market finished mixed. The Dow Industrials losing 226 points, but the S&P and NASDAQ were positive. That's Your Money Now.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Think all art festivals are the same? Think Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola isn't your scene? Think you've heard all the music before, or that local theater is predictable? Well, foo around and find out. If you think you're not up for random adventures, can't be surprised anymore, or don't believe you can make memories around every corner, foo around and find out at Foo Foo Fest in Pensacola, Florida, October 30th through November 10th, 2025. Visit foofoofest.com to learn more.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House,
Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing Foo Foo Festival, Atlas Beverage Class featuring Grayton Brewing Company, the World is Your Oyster Collaboration Dinner, Thanksgiving, and so much more. Tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Exciting news. The News Radio Pensacola app has just been updated with a fresh new look. Now it's easier than ever to stay connected with our community. Check the weather. Get instant access to local news stories.
The city appears to be ready to
engaging podcasts and various streaming options. All at your fingertips. Whether you're at home, on the go, or anywhere in between, our app keeps you informed and engaged. Download the updated News Radio Pensacola app today. From News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Have helped end these government shutdowns in the past.
I
when
did.
They came about, and you did it by bringing.
I'm very
them,
good at it.
You
but
brought
I'm not
members
do
of
it
Congress.
By, I'm
in,
not going to do
to
it by
White
extortion.
House.
I'm not going to do it by being extorted by the Democrats who have lost their way. There's something wrong with these people.
So then, what happens
Schumer,
on November 15th when the troops
case.
Don't get a paycheck?
Schumer is a basket case, and he has nothing to lose. He's become. I just left Japan. He's become a kamikaze pilot.
Sounds like it's not going to get solved, the shutdown.
It's going to get solved, yeah. Oh, it's going to get solved.
How?
We'll get it solved. Eventually, they're going to have to vote.
You're saying the Democrats will capitulate.
I think they have to. And if they don't vote, that's their problem.
Well, it's everybody's problem. But, you know, it's who's going to blink, right? And after tomorrow, after today and the various elections that Congressman Petronas, among others, have speculated are kind of key to all of this. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, will the shutdown end anytime soon? This is President Trump on 60 Minutes with Nora O'Donnell saying, you know, they're going to give in because they're doing crazy things, kamikaze things. By the way, Chuck Schumer now says that Trump was unhinged in this interview, and he sort of spiffballed. Maybe I should sue CBS for terrible editing, you know, because Trump sued over the Kamala Harris edit. Remember all of that? And got a settlement. Anyway, talking about immigration.
You largely won the election on a promise to close the border,
don't you think?
And you succeeded on that. Illegal crossings at the southern border are at a 55-year low. More recently, Americans have been watching videos of ICE tackling a young mother, tear gas being used in a Chicago residential neighborhood, and the smashing of car windows. Have some of these raids gone too far?
No, I think they haven't gone far enough because we've been held back by the judges, by the liberal judges that were put in by Biden and by Obama.
You're okay with those tactics?
Yeah, because you have to get the people out. You know, you have to look at the people. Many of them are murderers. Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
So this is the very interesting answer. It's not that surprising, but Nora O'Donnell says there have been excesses, there have been violations, there have been things that look horrible on TV. Is that stuff okay? And he says yes, because we promised to get rid of people and, you know, we need to get rid of the people. Of course, the response is going to be from people like me are like, well, you don't necessarily need to engage in those tactics. And you also, even though it is appropriate to remove people who are otherwise criminals, tell me the benefit to the country of getting rid of the people who are here undocumented, that have been here for 40 years and raised families and have jobs and just have been hiding in the shadows all this time, paying taxes for which they'll never get benefits because they're not going to be eligible for Social Security. You know, tell me why it is important for them, you know, make a distinction, right? Which he doesn't. But we're going to talk about this a little bit.
Many of them are people that were thrown out of their countries because they were, you know, criminals.
Well, you promised in your campaign that you were going to deport the worst of the worst.
That's
violent criminals,
we're doing that.
Rapists.
Well, that's what we're
but
doing.
But a lot of the people that your administration has arrested and deported aren't violent criminals. Landscapers, nannies, construction workers,
landscapers
farm
who are
workers,
criminals. Yeah. Now, look.
The family of U.S.
service
members.
I need landscapers and I need farmers.
That's like hearing, you know, Fluffy, right? The mom's going away. Not through any kind of brutality, but self-deporting, but was told she would not get her work permit renewed. And so, you know, a guy who's a Navy veteran, his mom has to go back to Honduras, I believe Honduras, you know, as a result of this policy. And so explain, what about those people? Because it's one thing to say the murderers, the rapists, the crazy. Okay, sure, we're totally on board. The drug traffickers, the cartel members, sure, totally on board. But what about the millions of other people? And there are millions of others who are not in that category.
I need farmers more than anybody, okay?
Is it your intent to deport people who do not have a criminal record?
We have to start off with a policy. And the policy has to be, you came into the country illegally, you're going to go out. However, you've also seen, you're going to go out, we're going to work with you, and you're going to come back into our country legally.
So his theory is, you got to clear everybody out. You got to fumigate the house. You know, you got to get rid of everybody that's not supposed to be there. And then we're willing to let you come back in on our terms, as long as you're presumably not don't have a criminal charge hanging over your head or a conviction, then we'll allow you back in. Of course, the disruption caused in the meantime is massive. For those people, for those people's employers, for those people's families. And, you know, as a practical matter, he says this is the way to do it. I would say this is not the way to do it. But here we are. We're doing it. And the question is going to be, you know, is the juice going to be worth the squeeze? Is the reward going to be worth the pain?
Will you declare mission accomplished on immigration?
Well, it takes a long time because, you know, probably I say 25 million people were let into our country. A lot of people say it was 10 million people, but whether it was 10 or I believe I'm much closer to the right number. Of the 25, many of them should not be here, but we're cleaning up our cities.
And many of them, there's no reason to object to them being here other than the procedural matter of they came here legally, which is genuinely a law breaking or at least an overstay of status. And, you know, that's where people like me object. That's where people like me disagree. But for everybody else, no problem. And by the way, if somebody's, you know, an actual criminal, or even if they have serious charges, because, you know, I want to presume innocent, but I also want to, you know, understand that people who are immigrants, you know, maybe they have rights. They don't have all the exact same rights. I'm willing to be a little bit more lenient when we're talking about them in terms of, you know, allegations versus convictions. I'm open to that, to conversation. Yeah. So a little bit of rough treatment. I mean, you know, police work is rough. You ever watch, you know, there's no pretty takedown. There's no pretty arrest. You know, people usually are not compliant. So that in and of itself doesn't bother me. The problem is when it's those tactics being used against people who are not other than their status criminals. We'll do more of this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 look good. Not seeing any delays there. Let's see here, 98 eastbound, just west of the Novar Beach Bridge. See just some minor slowdowns in the Windhaven Beach area. But other than that, we are good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you have a company, you have employees, if you have to deal with benefits like health insurance and dental, vision, life, disability, you need to, you know, manage HR, okay? You need to do payroll, all that stuff. It's not the stuff you got into business to do, right? And you got into business to, you know, service HVACs or to repair cars or to provide legal or medical advice to people or, you know, to build homes, whatever the case is. You probably didn't get into business so that you could, you know, figure out the best health insurance. Well, that's why you call a company like Torgerson Consulting, because they're really good at this. That literally is why they got, like, the thing that to you is red tape and a headache, they got into because they're passionate about it. They're great at it. They're interested in it. Well, we've been using them since 2021. Here at News Radio, so not quite 5 years just yet, but Cat Country, ESPN Pensacola, we've been using them for our benefits, and they've been fantastic. Now, look, the marketplace itself is not great. It's not. But they do the best of finding the things in that marketplace which are good for us, and then we have choices. We didn't have choices before, and now we have choices. We didn't have awesome customer service before. We have fantastic customer service with them. I'm telling you that when we have questions, they have answers. If they don't know, they go find out and they get back to us. They're just fantastic at this. My wife, who is an industrial engineer by training, she gives them her thumbs up, and she doesn't give thumbs up to anybody in the insurance realm at all. Locally owned, celebrating more than 20 years in business, give Torgerson Consulting a call for no obligation review of what you're doing right now. 433-9996, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Back to the comments by President Trump with this interview with Norah O'Donnell on 60 Minutes, talking about the use of troops domestically, the National Guard, the on-again, off-again deployment that's all being challenged in the courts. Some have happened, some have not.
This past Tuesday, while speaking to American troops in Japan, you talked about U.S. cities that are having trouble with crime, right. And you said
If we need more than the National Guard, we'll send more than the National Guard. What does that mean, send more than the National Guard?
Well, if you had to send in the Army or if you had to send in the Marines, I'd do that in a heartbeat. You know, you have a thing called the Insurrection Act. You know that, right? Mm. Do you know that I could use that immediately and no judge can even challenge you on that? But I haven't chosen to do it because I haven't felt we need it.
So you're going to send the military into American cities?
Well, if I wanted to, I could, if I wanted to use the Insurrection Act.
What? I mean, he's right. The Insurrection Act gives him the ability to respond, you know, to an insurrection. An insurrection is not petty crime and drug dealing on the streets of Chicago. It's not. So the notion that, well, he just could by declaring an insurrection, it has to actually be one.
The Insurrection Act has been used routinely by presidents. And if I needed it, that would mean I could bring in the Army, the Marines. I could bring in whoever I want. But I haven't chosen to use it. I hope you give me credit for that.
Give me some credit. I'm not as bad as you say. I'm not even doing everything I wish I would do. I mean, I've been thinking about bringing in the Marines, you know, to get the what? Oh, it's very... Okay, last one for the moment, just because this interview was all over the place. By the way, actually pretty good job by CBS putting together a pretty wide-ranging interview with a lot of elements. One of the questions that I had was also about the prosecutions and charges against James Comey, John Bolton, Letitia James, and she asks...
James Comey, John Bolton, Letitia James were all recently indicted. There's a pattern to these names. They're all public figures who have publicly denounced you. Is it political retribution?
You know what? You know who got indicted? The man you're looking at. I got indicted. And I was innocent. And here I am because I was able to beat all of the nonsense that was thrown at me. And yet, when you go after a dirty cop like Comey, or a guy like Bolton, who I hear has, I don't know anything about it, I hear he took records all over the place, who knows? Letitia James is a terrible, dishonest person, in my opinion.
Did you instruct the Department of Justice to go after them?
Not in any way, shape, or form. No, you don't have to instruct them because they were so dirty, they were so crooked, they were so corrupt, that the honest people we have, Pam Bondi's doing a very good job, Kash Patel's doing a very good job, the honest people that we have, go after them automatically.
So you make a post on True Social and what, within a week, Comey gets arrested and there's no instruction? What are you even saying? I mean, it's just false. It's just false. And, of course, when you get the apparently preferential treatment for people that Trump likes, whom he's handed out pardons like they're Girl Scout cookies, on the other hand, you got people who, and even he acknowledged he didn't even know some of the cases he was in the interview, he said that, and yet people who are his enemies, he's prosecuting them, and he leads with his answer is, well, look, they prosecuted me and I was innocent. I don't know, it's hard for a reasonable person not to conclude that there's something personal, retaliatory, or retributive about it. 651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
This one is under the lights at Death Valley as Florida State battles Clemson in an ACC showdown Saturday night on the Seminole Sports Network.
FSU travels to Death Valley to take on Clemson. Last week, the Seminoles crushed Wake Forest 42-7 to raise their record to 4-4, while Clemson lost to Duke 46-45. The Florida State Seminoles versus the Clemson Tigers. Pre-game is set for 4 o'clock Saturday on News Radio 92.3.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now that, my friend, is a clear-cut case of him or me. And you best believe It ain't gonna be me.
Getting a bunch of texts in about our conversation about illegal immigration, Trump, the deportation scheme and all of that, the ICE exuberance, let's just say it that way, which in some cases is completely justified. And in some cases, I also agree, goes well beyond the norm that we would expect from the president. And, you know, I don't know how much you blame them. They're sort of doing their job or the job that's been assigned to them. But a bunch of texts, like I said, I want to share some of these with you. Let's see, where did they go? Let's see. I'll disagree. Michael writes, I'll disagree that all those illegal immigrants that have been here 40 years working, that they did not pay taxes. Most of those probably were paid under the table. They still paid, you know, through like sales tax, for example. No Social Security card, which is not the same. I agree. Some probably did pay taxes, but they have an easy path. You take the flight home, which the U.S. will pay for, fill out the proper paperwork and come on back. Somebody says, what business is employing people without verifying their I-9 credentials? Somebody else, Steve, says, good morning, Andrew. What do you tell those people who came to the country legally, who had the proper documentation, who are now some are you citizens? I have a son-in-law who's here on a green card. What do you tell him when you have illegals who are not criminals, but they have broken federal law, but they get to remain? Somebody says, here's the solution for illegal immigration. Come here illegally, get caught, return, and never allowed to come back. There has to be a deterrent. They did it to themselves. Personal responsibility, says somebody else. Somebody writes, I do hate the disruption of good families, but I do believe we have these processes for the protection of our country. How would you sort out non-criminals and what would be the determining factor of good illegal citizens? I see how that could be hard to distinguish. Somebody says, I really don't like where we are as in the direction of our country. We're headed with the second term, and I'm saying that as a Republican. Let's see. Yes, what seems to be political persecution isn't good. That's why you don't open that door. But once that door is open, don't be surprised when your political enemies walk through it. You know, they did it wrong first, that kind of concept. And somebody says, Charles says, thanks for your willingness to point out some of our administration's absurdities in a Fox News world where those don't even get a mention in the broadcast. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Highway 90, 98 are all flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Let's see. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. It is election day with a number of key races across the nation in New York City. The race for mayor, Democrat, socialist Zohran Mamdani maintains a commanding lead in polls over Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. The polls have tightened in the race for New Jersey's governor with Democrat Mikey Sherrill's lead over Republican Jack Schiattarelli narrowing.
Schiattarelli.
Sorry about that. And the same cannot be said for Virginia, where Democrat Abigail Spanberger has maintained a double-digit lead over Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Earl Sears in that race for governor. The Supreme Court hearing arguments tomorrow, Andrew, over President Trump's tariff plan. The High Court scheduling oral arguments for November 5th after it agreed to fast-track that case. And the nominees are out for the highly anticipated, I know you've been waiting for this one, TikTok Awards.
Oh, I have been. You...
Right.
God, that's correct.
It's something that you
I don't know how
for.
I've been able to even keep food down with the excitement in my stomach.
Well, they'll be honoring their top creators of the year across several categories, including sports, fashion, and film, and TV. Nominees for TikTok Creator of the Year include Alex Earl, Keith Lee, Adam Brooke, Adam W., Brooke Monk, and Christy Sarah. So you there
know,
you go.
You know, it occurs to me. Go with me for a second.
All right.
It occurs to me that once upon a time, and maybe still is, pardon me for not knowing, that if you went to the checkout line at the grocery store, you would have what were called tabloids. You know, News of the World.
Right, yeah,
National
I remember.
Inquirer,
yeah.
Right?
The latest Elvis sighting
right,
and various,
right.
Yeah.
And you knew that this was all a bunch of crap.
Right.
100%. And yet today, we may not, I don't even know if they still publish, but instead we have TikTok. Just going to leave it right there. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. So much hate. Well, just call it judgment. Don't call it hate. If you're thinking about selling a home or buying a home, doing some kind of a real estate transaction, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are outstanding at this. And, you know, one of the things that I've been talking with her lately about, I kind of asked her the other day, I said, you know, what do you want me to tell folks? Because, you know, I always like to get the best, newest information. And she does pep talk, and it's great when she's on with Meg. But she said one of the things we're finding is that, you know, back when the market was hot, kind of any realtor would be enough. And we're finding that that's just not true anymore. You really need to have somebody skilled in the market. And it's not just like, you know, pride. She's saying we've had customers come to us, you know, clients come to us having gone through two or three or five prior real estate agents who could not sell their home and get them to a deal. And I to this day, I cannot wrap my brain around the idea of having had five realtors try to sell your home and you can't get it done. But thank God they found Christina and she sold the home. You know, like, that's the point, is she's good at realistic expectations. She's good at market knowledge and knowing exactly what they can get or not get for your home, what you can do to make it work better, just the whole process. So in this market especially, who you choose as the realtor matters. Give her a call and ask her what makes you different. You know, and listen to her. Don't listen to me. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they sell about 3 to 4 homes a week. They know what they're doing. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Coming up next, red light cameras, speeding cameras in school zones.
Listen on air at 92.3.